The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Hello, everybody. It's Friday, you bastards. Yay. Friday the 13th. Oh, my God. Hoard your bread. We're all going to die. Oh. So there are now 1,920 cases of coronavirus and 41 deaths inside the United States. Donald Trump is about to declare some sort of an emergency. More accurately, he's going to have to admit that there's a national emergency, and then he'll probably say that I had nothing to do with. It's not my fault. It's the Chinese and the Europeans and the Italians over there, because he won't know the difference, you know. But that's what they keep saying, that this is, one emergency that Trump did not create on his own. So that would be true, but he sure made it what it is because he didn't want the numbers. He didn't want to do the tests. He didn't want the numbers. People, 13 people inside the White House, close to the president, have spoken to Politico, to Dan Diamond over at Politico, who actually was able to tell the story of how Trump only wanted to hear what he wanted to hear, didn't want to hear what he didn't want to hear, and therefore would not react to any proactive measures to keep coronavirus from being a community spreading disease. So, you know, hey, all you people who voted for Donald Trump back in 2016 because you wanted to shake things up, is this enough shaking for you? Is it enough shaking for you? Now, I have no idea what he's going to say. What does declaring a national emergency that he should have declared 6 weeks ago look like for him? What does it look like, smell like, taste like? What does it sound like? Are we going to be able to move freely about the country? Are we not going to be able to? All I could tell, Ted Cruz is self-quarantining. Lindsey Graham is self-quarantining because they interacted with some people who tested positive. It's the first time these two have ever been associated with anything positive. I just want to say, positivity is not their thing. So you have that. Bolsonaro, apparently there was a rumor that he had it, and then he celebrated today when he was tested. You know, Brazil, you can get tested. Here, not so much. So just so you know, here are the numbers, okay? South Korea has tested over 230,000 people. Italy has tested 86,000 people. The best number that we can, get from anywhere is 13,000 people tested in the United States, but nobody knows whether or not to believe it. Can I just tell you that 6 months before H1N1, the swine flu, remember that? That was very deadly. That was a serious freaking virus. The Obama administration declared swine flu, or H1N1, a public health emergency 6 weeks before it was declared a pandemic by the World Health Organization. 6 weeks before. At that time, zero deaths had been recorded from H1N1 in the United States, zero. 6 months after that official declaration, when more than 1,000 deaths did occur, Obama declared H1N1 a national emergency. Fox News is reporting this exactly backwards. They are saying that Obama didn't declare a national emergency on swine flu until after 6 months had passed, when the World Health Organization declared a pandemic. Now, that was flagged. That post was flagged as part of Facebook's efforts to combat fake news and bad information on its newsfeed. But the article was printed on Printly. Printly describes itself as a conservative news website that defends Donald Trump. And that article is full of misrepresentations, untruths, and outright lies. And it goes on to say that it wasn't until 6 months after H1N1 became a global pandemic that, quote, then President Barack Obama declared a public health emergency on what was already a pandemic. By that time, the disease had infected millions of Americans and more than 1,000 people in the United States had died. Okay, that is completely ass backwards. The timeline is ass backwards. It's not only wrong, but it is distorting and promoting propaganda, a false narrative. Just so you know, H1N1 was a very deadly disease. It came from pigs. That's why, hence the name swine flu. And it comes from pigs in North America. And it was serious. There were 60.8 million cases of swine flu, 274,304 hospitalizations, and 12,469 deaths. That's the CDC. The Obama administration had declared two emergency declarations. He acted before the pandemic was even declared a pandemic, and his director of Health and Human Services declared H1N1 a public health emergency. The date is April 26, 2009, and that was when there were zero deaths inside the United States. 2 days later, the Obama administration made an initial funding request for H1N1 to Congress. 2 days later, this is before it was declared a pandemic, and $7.65 billion was allocated for a vaccine and other measures. On June 11th, 6 weeks later, the World Health Organization declared H1N1 a pandemic. In other words, the Obama's public health emergency declaration came more than 6 weeks before the World Health Organization declared a pandemic, and we still had all these people contracting it and dying from it. So whatever happens here is going to be determined by what Donald Trump did not do 6 weeks before. You know, the whole time that, this was a known thing, he actually addressed it in his State of the Union. He said he was working strongly and closely with China. He knew about this. But he decided that he would attack prosecutors, he would attack judges, he would defend Roger Stone, he would fire people, he would make, you know, he tweeted and tweeted and tweeted about Democrats and Little Mike and Sleepy Joe. And I mean, he right, that's what was, you know, in his head. He did absolutely nothing. So now we are doing what we're doing to save ourselves, because we know that it's here. And we know that there are very few tests. And we know that doctors are frustrated because patients have been turned away who have this and who have the symptoms and who have been tested for 21 varieties of flu, including H1N1, and aren't testing positive for any of those kinds of flu. So they're deducing that these are patients with coronaviruses, but then when they ask for tests to be performed, they are being denied. They are being told that their patients don't meet the criteria, or there aren't enough tests to go around, or the precursor for the test, you know, this reagent is missing from the test. So you can't pull out the genetic material from the virus itself to look at the mapping of the RNA, which is where this virus lives, in the RNA of the molecule, right? They can't do it. Because this person hadn't been to China, or this person doesn't know if they've been in contact with anybody who has it. So, you know, just, I don't know what he's going to say today. All I could tell you is this declaration, this emergency declaration, should have been declared during the State of the Union, because he knew about it. And instead, he decided to tweet about himself, to tweet about his opponents, to tweet about the Bidens, to tweet about Mike Bloomberg, to tweet about, anything and everything except to warn the American people. Also, before we go to break, I just want to tell you today is the last day for the Spring Pledge Drive for Free Speech TV. Please visit freespeechtv.org/donate and, donate what you can, or call 877-378-8669. 877-378-8669. Thank you very much.